Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's March 25, 2013, and this is episode 365. Following episode 358, when I walked you through the Gura Gear 32-litre butterfly camera backpack, today I'm really happy to tell you that with the help of Gura Gear, we are giving away three great prizes, including the butterfly backpack of your choice and a selection of etc. cases and pouches and other accessories. Before I go on and tell you how you can win one of these three prizes, I'm going to follow up on the review in which I said that I'd let you know how the butterfly handled it in the field after I'd taken it on my 2013 Winter Wonderland tours. The butterfly is just 2 liters bigger than the Kiboko, which I had used since its release, but this 2 liters makes a nice difference in how the cameras, especially the tall pro bodies, fit into the bag. The front flaps seem to close more easily too. I was also very happy with the waterproofing of the bag. It's not supposed to be waterproof as such, just really drizzle proof. I mentioned that before, I usually don't bother to use the rain cover provided when it's just drizzling, and I continued that trend at the Snow Monkeys. It actually rained most of our second day there, and the bag got very wet on the outside, but none of the rain got on the inside of the bag, which was great, and that's even without the rain cover, as I say. Of course, snow, which isn't usually wet until it melts, is no problem at all. Here's a shot of the 32-litre butterfly on a snowy beach in Utaro, where we were photographing seascapes. Note that if you're listening on an iPad or an iPhone or iTunes on a computer, you'll be able to see these images as we progress, as the episode progresses, but if you aren't and you'd like to check this later, say you're driving right now, something like that, just go to mbp.ac/365 and you'll be able to check the images that we're talking about there. Snow really is easy for these bags though. You just brush it off and you're fine. I do use the rain cover in the pocket. It's located in the pocket at the bottom right of the front flaps of the bag. I use them when it gets really wet and it's big enough to go over a good-sized tripod too, but I didn't need it in Hokkaido, where it was mostly snow. I found the improved straps slightly better than the Kiboko too, although I never found the Kiboko uncomfortable to wear for long periods of time, but the butterfly just feels a little more comfortable. Here actually is another photo, this time of me photographing the Kusharo Lake at Bihoro Pass, shot by David Dushiman. I'm looking pretty chunky here, even for me, with my down pants on and layer after layer of clothes, but it was minus 20 at the time, so I was pleased to be wrapped up. So really, apart from the incremental improvements that I talked about in episode 358, and they're pretty substantial, but the butterfly basically performed as expected, which was, of course, absolutely perfectly. These bags are light, give great access to tons of gear, including the improved full front open flap, which I really liked, as well as the original butterfly opening style that was one of the main features of the original Kiboko. The butterfly is just it's good, it's solid, and I'm really enjoying working with the new bag. So let's see now what Gura Gear are going to be kind enough to give away to three lucky winners. The first prize winner is going to get no less than the Gura Gear Butterfly Camera Backpack of your choice. These are available in 32-litre, which is the one I have, although I do have my eyes on an 18 as well for when I really want to travel light. But there's the 32, the 26, the 18. They have them in black, grey and tan, and they really are the best way to carry your camera gear, especially if you are going to be travelling on a plane where weight and size is at a premium. Even though I originally bought my Kiboko with with air travel in mind, I basically stopped using all of my other bags at that point. It's so comfortable and light, and it seems a waste to use any other bag. The second prize is going to be an assortment of etc. cases and pouches, like the ones I showed in the video. I'll link that video to the blog post again just for your reference, but you know, these are incredibly useful and I have really made both traveling and keeping things organized at home so much easier. There seems to be a size for everything, and it made using my GoPros and all of their accessories really easy. I also use them now for keeping my battery charger, leads, sensor cleaning gear, as well as other tools all organized while I'm on the road. And when I got home from almost a month on the road, I found it easier to just leave my stuff in these cases and pouches as they're already organized. The second prize winner will also get one of the cool stainless steel water bottles that we looked at in the video as well. And the third prize is another, maybe slightly smaller assortment of etc. cases and pouches without the stainless steel water bottle. So three great sets of prizes there. I know that you're going to be happy no matter which one you get. And here's what you have to do to be in a chance of winning. Yep, we're doing one of those Twitter giveaways. So if you don't have a Twitter account, you're going to need one. Then you have to do the following three steps. Firstly, follow me, Martin Bailey, and that's just one word, no spaces, at Martin Bailey. And then follow Gura Gear, and that's at the at mark, GURAGEAR, if you don't already. And you know, after you've followed both of us, then you want to go and tweet the following sentence. But note that I'll put a link in the blog post that it's not just the sentence written out. If you click the link, it will open a Twitter window and allow you to just hit the tweet button. So, you don't necessarily have to make a note of this or anything. Just go to mbp.ac/365, scroll down to where it says Twitter giveaway, and you'll be able to see the sentence there and just click it. But basically what you're going to have to type if you don't want to do that is, I just entered to win great prizes from at Gura Gear and at Martin Bailey, period. Details here, http://mbp.ac/365. And then #WinGuraGear. So that's a whole lot to remember. I'm not going to repeat it because it's just going to be so much easier to go to the website and click the link. But once you've done that, hit the tweet button, and then we will be picking the winners from all of the people that tweet this during the week of April 8th. So from around the Monday, April the 8th onwards, we will be in touch with three lucky winners during that week. And I'll also announce the winners on Twitter once they've been picked. The selection process will be totally random, of course, so everyone that is following me and Gura Gear on Twitter and tweets that sentence will be in with an equal chance of walking away with some incredible Gura Gear. So in case you missed it, like I say, I'll put the video from episode 358 in the blog post as well. So you'll be able to just watch that right there. Don't forget to go full screen, turn your speakers up or put your earphones in. And we have one other bit of housekeeping to talk about today before we leave. It's just going to be a quick one today. But I have basically, on March the 24th, a couple of days ago, I switched the podcast to a Libsyn server. Libsyn are basically, they've been providing file server services for podcasters since 2004, the year before I started this podcast. So, you know, they're a great company to work with, but there was migration costs and things that I'd kind of been shying away from. But the change now has been spurred by the fact that iTunes specifications have changed for the better. It's going to make the experience for you guys much better. But it meant that my old server wasn't up to the task. So the problem that this causes, though, is that with the change, you'll notice duplicate entries in iTunes that I will, you know, basically I couldn't stop this from happening, not this time at least. But there'll be duplicate entries for all of the podcasts, so you'll need to delete them or ignore them. You're fine to ignore them. If you don't care about the duplicates, then just ignore it and you'll just continue to be subscribed. The feed location hasn't changed. Nothing else has changed. It's just that the way we have the episodes in the feed means that when you change the server, iTunes basically just thinks that they're all totally new episodes. This won't happen again because I have actually changed the feed in such a way that if I was to move the server again, it wouldn't affect you in this way. But if you do need to go through and delete the duplicates, just do that. But they'll stay away until you right-click the feed and say show all available episodes again. And if you do that, then you know they could come back depending on which duplicate you deleted. So if you want to avoid that, and you don't have that many downloaded episodes that you want to protect, then just delete the feed and add it again. And then you'll be able to re-download the episodes that you want to keep on your computer in your archive. And if you don't really archive anything like that, then you're good. You know, you'll just be resubscribed and all of the new episodes will be delivered to your computer or iPhone or whatever. iTunes... the podcasts app on the iPhone has also just been updated, and it's actually much better now. And I think that Apple are finally getting some of the issues with the podcasting ironed out. And so this is all for the better, but just a little bit of a pain there. Also note that as there are a lot of people re-downloading episodes at the moment, the download speeds can be quite slow. When you get a good pocket of free time, though, they're relatively fast. They're much faster than the old server, so I'm pretty happy with the change. As I say, though, the migration costs were the thing that were basically stopping me from moving to Libsyn at this point. I almost did it a couple of years ago. At that time, it was going to cost me about $750 to move over. Now, there's 20 gigabytes of archives, and I continue to make all of those archives available for you. So the migration costs were pretty substantial. So if there's, you know, I don't ask this very often, but if there's ever a time to go to that right sidebar on the blog and make a donation to help keep the upkeep and the maintenance of this podcast, now would be a good time to do it. Thanks too, of course, to those of you that have already donated. And there's been some nice ones recently that I really do appreciate. And also there's a few of you that do regular monthly payments. And it's usually only a couple of dollars. But, you know, it really, really, I really appreciate it. It all mounts up and it helps to keep this podcast going. So, as I say, there are links to donate. They're on the right side of the podcasts page and the right side of the blog. Just scroll down until you see the donation buttons, and in there you can select either one of the monthly donation subscriptions, or you can just do a single donation of any amount. It's totally up to you. So that's all at the blog, and you can get there really easily with the short link mbp.ac/blog. So thanks very much to GuraGear for making these prizes available to us. It's really, really kind of them. And thank you very much for listening today. And sorry for a relatively short episode and then the chunky housekeeping there. But I'll be back again next week with another episode, and it'll be of a more normal length for this show. So, okay, remember you can find me on Google Plus and Twitter, and links to everything that I'm up to are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.